supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt politicians, cause they own by special interest groups that fund their campaign. That's why you hear the same old things they claim, but change never came.
KVU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of An Evening with Jeff Cohen on Sunday, June 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Jeff Cohen is the founder of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, commentator, filmmaker, and author. The evening includes a talk and discussion after the screening of his documentary film, All Governments Lie, which celebrates independent journalists. Again, that's Evening with Jeff Cohen on Sunday, June 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up in a few moments, we'll have Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11 o'clock, stay tuned for On the Ground Radio. Today, speaking with Benjamin Douglas with Jewish Voice for Peace about the ramping up of the BDS movement in the wake of the Gaza massacre and anticipation of Air Cascadia coming next. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. Thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 30th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. We are going to be struggling this morning, very likely, to put a call through to Aline Abu Sayed in Occupied Palestine. Aline is, of course, with the Freedom Flotilla. So the original 17 people on board, 14 have been released on humanitarian reasons. There are three remaining people still detained. And I'm sure that Aline will have the real up-to-date story on the Palestinian Freedom Flotilla in just a few minutes. The weather first for Cascadia, partly sunny today with a high around 68, and tonight clouds moving in with a low around 51, and tomorrow again we may have patches of sun, patches of cloud, and a high near 66. Tomorrow night, lows around 51, clear skies, and chilly, of course. That said, there was a report yesterday that this was how Newsweek, it's a quote from Newsweek, boat carrying wounded Palestinians breaks Gaza blockade. Gets, to, and of course, end of quote. And of course, we all know what happens next, right? It gets towed to Israel. Israel's Supreme Court did originally rejected the humanitarian rights group's request to declare it unlawful for soldiers to shoot at unarmed civilians. In other words, Israel is saying it's okay for their military, their state-of-the-art, massive, top-heavy military. It's okay for their soldiers, state-of-the-art weaponry, to shoot at unarmed civilians, at unarmed Palestinians. Don't forget, when the Israelis yip and yipe about how terrible and dangerous these awful Palestinians are, they're all, the Palestinians are all civilians. They don't have a military. They have no army. They don't have any state-of-the-art. They're sticks and rocks, basically. And, of course, we once in a while, a flotilla gets through. And this story ought to have been front page news around the world. It did hit a few headlines. It did make headlines in Europe and some other places that I tried to find it. I wanted to look at international coverage, and there was precious little, and in the United States, of course, none whatsoever. So that said, there are a few people, the liaison, we've been working through a liaison here in the United States to try to get somebody who is there on the ground to tell us what's going on today. It's 10 a.m. here in Cascadia, 8 a.m. there in occupied Palestine. The group that we were speaking to, the representatives, members of the group, as we are not numbers, something that we ought to all remember. One journalist with the International Middle East Media Center, Syed Manura, has been recording in meticulous detail the names and the faces, the stories and the families of those who have been killed, shot down in cold blood. Many of these are children, they're under 18, shot down in cold blood by Israeli defense forces. Defending against what? God only knows. These are civilians, as I said before, with sticks and rocks, defending themselves. The Al Haraya, or the Liberty boat, 17 passengers, and the four of the crew, and there are two, just to give you a little rundown, because we are not numbers, of course, four crew, two are students, two injured protesters, two are deaf and seeking treatment and the rest are ill with cancer or other serious diseases. The boat was shelled. That's one reason they're being towed to Israel, aside from the fact that that's what Israel does, so whatever, there's a Palestinian flotilla. But first Israel took the opportunity to fire directly on the small boat with injured, sick people on board. Because, you know, that's the kind of people they are. We're waiting to hear from Aline Abu Sayed, and failing that, we might be able to have a word with Pam Bailey with We Are Not Numbers. So try to get Pam on the line. Aline and other, I want to give you the name of the other person of the three we're going to be talking to. Asma Taye is an English literature student at Gaza's Al-Azhar University. She was born in Gaza, lives in the refugee camp, the Jabalia, in northern Gaza. And Lean is English-French literature student about to enter her senior year at Al-Gaza's Al-Azhar University. The story of the boat from Gaza breaking the Israeli blockade is earth-shaking and deserving of concern worldwide. They are condemning Israel's brutal act of state piracy in attacking the aptly named Imd al-Haria, a vessel which attempted to leave the port of Gaza filled with people needing urgent medical assistance. So, as we will try to get everybody on the line here, Pam Bailey may be able to speak with us briefly. Breaking news from Yahoo, senior reporter Michael Isikoff, Spanish authorities recently turned over copies of tapes from wiretap surveillance of Russia's Alexander Torshin, deputy governor of Russian Central Bank, who became close to, wait for it, Donald Trump, of course. Surprise, surprise. And in Donald Trump Jr. in May of 2016, during the Republican National Convention. The tapes, according to Isikoff's reporting, revealed numerous detailed conversations that, according to Spanish officials, involved in providing them to U.S. investigators, likely implicate Donald Trump Jr. in more extensive coordination with Torshin than had previously been acknowledged. No kidding. It gets deeper and deeper, more convoluted, and curiously, at the same time, it becomes, I think, probably clearer what actually is going on. I suspect that even perhaps before the whole thing falls apart, that enough revealed President Donald Trump's financial doings, not to mention, of course, the hotels raking in a huge amount of money that has somehow evaded oversight by what's left of any regulatory agencies. We're trying right now. I'm trying a little bit of a hack here. Hi, Pamela. It's Chris. It's again. Okay, good. So we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep trying to get Aline on the line. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Cheers. As always, calling Palestine is as art and science, and that is what we're attempting to bring to the job right now. So we have the ultimate tapeworm that winds its way through Donald Trump Jr., who really does not appear to know what he's doing. It's difficult to make sense of news of Donald Trump Jr.'s activities because it doesn't make sense. It seems so. The best word to describe it would be destructive as far as his father's presidential aspirations concerned. And Robert Mueller is tasked with sorting it all out while at the same time maintaining his position on the chessboard. That said, the uses of religion naturally have to raise their ugly heads once again. One of the nightmares of the Republicans at the moment is the fear of California, the enormous state. Its economy is comparable to an independent nation, and the Republicans now are targeting their religious efforts directly in the California in the crosshairs, in an last-ditch desperate effort to turn a few votes towards Donald Trump. That said, this is BA Cascadia for Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thank you, Tammy. Derek Crooks is RAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Hey, Boo.